Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Before we begin, I just want to say how great it is to be together. Thank you to the Nugents for hosting us. It's been a great day. With some really good food, too. It's very good. I don't think any of us need convincing that we currently live in evil times, an evil world, where people not only aren't pursuing the things of God, but many are actually actively working against those things. And for us as God's people, with our constant exposure to this truth, through the news, social media, just looking around at the evil in our world, it can be very easy for us sometimes to become discouraged, or angry, maybe even afraid. But I think it's important that we take time to redirect our focus back to Scripture, to be reminded that God has a very specific way He desires His people to live in times like these. When the world is evil, when we're discouraged by the way it's moving, we can find hope, we can find direction in God's Word. So with that in mind, I just want to share a few thoughts from Ephesians 5, beginning in verse 15. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as the unwise men, but as the wise, making the most of your time because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Paul identifies that in a world that is evil, there is a way in which we can walk that is wise and a way that is unwise. A way that is foolish and a way that is beneficial, making the most of your time. So what is that way? Well, look what he says in verse 18. And do not get drunk with wine, for this is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. You might think, what does that really have to do with what we're talking about? Well, notice the contrast that is being made. You know, when someone is under the influence of alcohol, they are filled with alcohol. That's very noticeable, isn't it? By the way they look, the way they talk, the way they speak, the way they walk. It's obvious to everyone when someone's under the influence of alcohol. But he says, in contrast to this, he says, don't go after that, but instead be filled with the Spirit. So think about the point that's being made. If you're filled with the Spirit, the idea is that's what's supposed to have an effect. To those who look at you by the way you talk, the way you walk, the way you speak, it's very obvious you're filled with something, not to destruction, but you're filled with something that's of value and that's a benefit. And notice what he says the result of being filled with the Spirit is in this text. So when we think about how can we live in a way that God says is wise, a way that God says makes the most of your time, even if you're living in the evil world. Well, here are the three things that are given. Verse 19, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. The first thing that is identified is that those who are filled with the Spirit, those who are living wisely in the eyes of the Lord during evil times, are those who offer up praise to the Father. And notice when he talks about our singing of psalms and spiritual songs, that he says that is directed to God and it's also directed towards one another. That our offering of praise is something that is directed towards God because He's worthy, and it's something that is meant to encourage and strengthen us as God's people as we do that together. Verse 20, it says, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God even the Father. You know, we have a tendency, don't we, in times of difficulty, when things are going on around us that are hard to deal with, sometimes to minimize our blessings and to maximize the problem, don't we? That in times of difficulty, we see the problem very, very largely, but sometimes we overlook our blessings. And Paul tells us here that those who are filled with the Spirit, those who live wisely in an evil world, are those who have hearts of gratitude and thanksgiving even while living in an evil world. He says that is a mark for everyone who is filled with the Spirit. And notice that he says specifically at the end of verse 20, this thanksgiving is direct is because of the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God the Father. We know we have reason to be thankful just for the daily provision of the Lord. The food we have, the clothing we wear, the shelter and rest. But here specifically, we, as those who are the saints in the body of Christ, he says we have reason for thanksgiving because of those spiritual blessings that are only found in his Son. And in our moments of difficulty, when we're living in a world that's evil, we can't forget that and take that for granted. And then verse 21, the last verse I want us to look at. And be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. One thing that we can commit ourselves to, that we can know for certain that God sees as the wise way to live, the way that God says is making the best use of your time, is being committed, being subject to one another out of fear or reverence, respect for Christ. This is a principle that I know we're familiar with, but it's one that's helpful to be reminded of, that when he talks about being subject to one another, to serving one another, looking for others' interests above your own, he says that our motivation behind this is what? Reverence or fear for Christ. That my desire to serve you is because I want to serve Christ. Your desire to love me is because you love Christ. Our desire to honor each other is because we honor Christ. It doesn't come back to if I'm worthy of your love because I'm probably not, or if you're worthy of my love because at times you might not be. But the idea here is that because we value Christ, we value one another. And we are subject to one another as we have been commanded. So what I want to leave you with is very simple. I know it's not something that you've never heard before, but I think it's helpful that we have so much noise where we're reminded of the evil in our world day after day, and it's so easy to become discouraged by those things. But I just want us to be encouraged and strengthened by God's Word that even while living in an evil world, we can live our lives in a way that God says is wise and in a way that God says is making the best use of your time. If we're committed to offering up our praise, having hearts of thanksgiving, being subject to one another out of reverence for Christ, we know we are living in a way that's making the best use of our time. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we can continue singing. Father, we're so thankful for the opportunities like these to be together with your people. Thank you for this time of fellowship, and we are so grateful that after a long time not doing things like this, that we are able to now. And we pray that we're always grateful for those things. Father, our prayers with each person here today. We know that we all have people in our hearts and minds who are going through times of sickness or difficulty or loss. And we pray that your hand of healing and protection and guidance and peace be with each of those individuals. And we pray that you show us the ways that we can serve and love those people as you would have us to. Father, we pray for your body that meets here in Jefferson City. We pray that we continue in our growth individually and also collectively. And we pray that you help us to be more and more the people that you would have us to be. Father, most of all, we're thankful for Christ and everything that he means to us and everything he's made possible for us. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.